The word today is incarnation. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Christmas is the historical event where Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth in human form. We know it as Christmas, but the theological word for it is incarnation. It was necessary for Jesus to do so he could bear our sins on the cross. Jesus was not born like normal people, as he is eternal, but took on human flesh to be our Savior. Here with more on this beautiful truth is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Incarnation.
Jesus coming into the world was a very disruptive event. It caused a lot of changes in the lives of people, and it caused some very direct challenges to other people. We're going to spend a few minutes looking at the incarnation. The incarnation was the event where Jesus, who had been in spiritual form as part of the Godhead, what we call the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one God, and Jesus, the Son, took on human form. His becoming human is called the incarnation. That is, that he picked up a physical body as he came down to earth here. That's recorded for us in the Gospels. And one of the Gospels, Matthew, discusses the visit of a group of people to see Jesus when he came down to be born as a human. And this group is called the Magi. This was a group that was very directly affected by the coming of Christ, and it affected them in a very positive way. When they look at the heavens and they study the stars, they happen to see one which seems to be very unusual. It's obviously to them an indicator that something of extreme importance is happening in the region of Israel. So they start traveling toward where this Christ is to be born. It is very likely that these individuals that were in the East were astrologers. They've been traditionally identified as kings, and they certainly bring kingly type gifts to Christ. They have very expensive, exquisite gifts. They have gold and frankincense and myrrh. These are valuable items that they bring to Christ. But it is most likely that they were individuals studying the heavens for signs and clues as to life. So that's why, and then of course, they recognize there's something very unusual happening when they see this special star in the sky and that it leads them toward the Christ child. What's really neat about this is that they recognize that God is showing them something amazing, that there is something of critical importance, so much so that they will travel great distances in order to discover it. And they must also have known some of the Old Testament scriptures, because when they arrive, they say, "We are looking for the one who is to be born King of the Jews." And they say in Matthew chapter 2, "We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." So they've put together the fact that God is directing them toward the Christ. This is just such a wonderful thing. We learn so many practical things from the efforts of these wise men, as they're called, as they travel to find Jesus. One thing it teaches us is that we don't worship the stars. We don't look to the heavens for guidance in our life. We are to worship not the heavens, not the universe, but the maker of the heavens, the creator of the universe. That's all taught for us very well in the book of Genesis, where we see that God is the one who speaks the universe into existence. He is the one who is maker of all. He is the one whom we are to worship, not the sun and the wind and the seas. Nothing in the material world is to be worshiped by us, but instead the maker of all is to be worshiped. Just recently, I saw a news article that showed that in a scientific sense, all of these individuals who have been practicing astrology have been wrong. They have been looking at the stars, trying to get guidance and insight as to what's going to happen in their life. But over the thousands of years, the tilt of the Earth's axis has been shifting, sort of like a top that spins on a table. The uppermost portion of that top, the pointy part, will point in a slightly different direction as the top rotates. And that pointing of the top in a different direction is called precession. And the Earth's axis also has precession. The axis of the Earth actually points in a slightly different direction over thousands of years. So all of these individuals that were looking at the stars and the constellations to try to give them guidance for a particular time or a particular period in their life have been wrong. The latest scientific research showed that there is about a 1 month shift in these constellations. So all of these people that were trying to get guidance from the stars have been using their calendar, which is about a month off. I just had to laugh when I heard that, because it is so futile. It is so useless to try to gain wisdom and insight for living from the created order when there is a creator that we can go to. Well, there's another person who was involved at the incarnation of Jesus, and he was none too happy about it. His name was Herod the Great. And from a secular perspective, he was a fantastic architect and diplomat, and he was an impressive person in a worldly sense. But he was a failure spiritually, and he is predominantly remembered for his massacre of the innocents, the killing of the children in Israel in his attempt to try to secure his throne. In fact, Herod was what was called a megalomaniacal man. A megalomaniac is a person who is consumed, obsessed with their importance and protecting their importance. Well, we can see in his willingness to butcher these children that he would stop at nothing in order to retain his power. And in fact, historically, we know that King Herod slaughtered members of his own family, including his wife, in order to keep his power. So this wicked, vicious man was used as a tool of Satan in an attempt to try to destroy Jesus. You see, Jesus really was disrupting Satan. When Christ took on human flesh, he came to redeem the human race. Satan hated this, and so he was going to try to use whatever people and circumstances he could manipulate in order to try to get rid of Jesus. And the very first effort of this assault, this attack on the Christ child, took place in Bethlehem when King Herod, as a puppet, as a tool of Satan, tried to kill Jesus along with all of these other children. And we see that in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 18, that Herod tries to learn from these wise men where Jesus is located. Of course, he is lying through his teeth when he says, "Oh, I would like to go and worship the child too." Of course, that's false. He wants to find where Jesus is so he can eliminate him. And through all of this, Jesus coming brings such change, such challenges, such disruption in all these people's lives. Well, that's the way Jesus is. When he comes into your world, when he comes into your life, he is not going to be just another person. He is the Son of God. He is the bringer of salvation. And he brings a challenge to you to repent of your sin. And he calls for you to love him and receive him as Lord. And for many people, this is very disruptive. It disrupts their comfortable life in sin. It disrupts their indifference, and suddenly they're being met with this challenge of Jesus. And the key is that we need to receive him. Instead of opposing, instead of trying to run from him, we need to see him as our Savior and to come toward him, sort of like the Magi did. They saw that God was sending something good in the person of Jesus. So you really have two responses possible, two reactions to Jesus when you hear about him. One is that you can take the attitude of Herod that somehow Jesus' holiness or his righteousness is some kind of threat to you, and you want to get rid of the gospel, or you want to ignore it, or you want to oppose Christ. That's very foolish, because as you can see in Matthew, anyone who opposes Jesus will fail. They will lose. Instead, you want to be like these wise men who see in Jesus God's love and see in him salvation. And so they put forth the effort when their world is interrupted and they see the signs that Jesus is there. They react appropriately, and they come toward Jesus, and they receive him, and they offer him gifts. This is the proper way to respond to Jesus, because he has not come to dominate. He has not come to be a dictator. He has come to be our Redeemer and Savior. So I invite you, as you consider Jesus, do not resist him. Instead, welcome him and come to him. Show him your love and your devotion. These wise men were indeed wise because they went to Christ and accepted him. And so also, God is calling you to be wise, to come to Jesus and to receive him as your Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.